Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Other question, what's the story that your mom would not want you to tell about her? A couple other stories here.
Son is Mr. T and he wrote that song for me.
I suppose there are more than a few times when it's best you leave your child right where they're at. Having your child have a little sleepover might be a lot less dangerous than having them in the car with you. And one woman is in a whole lot of trouble with police after picking up her child after hours, according to the Daily Mail. In El Paso County, police pulled a woman over for failure to indicate. Well, that's a pretty petty reason to pull someone over. In this case, the police may have saved some lives. The cops stopped the woman just short of 1:30 a.m. They believe the woman had been drinking and placed her in the police car. This is where the story now takes a turn. The woman told police that her reason for being on the road so late was that she was on her way to pick up her child.
Yeah.
She apparently made that claim several times. It was sometime after that, police decided to search her vehicle and found there was a 5-month-old child already in the back seat. So the cops then escorted her back to the car and showed her the child, while she claimed she did not know the infant was in the car.
Bad luck.
Our question, what was the story that your mom would not want you to tell about her? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Libby. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and oars.
Liquor and oars.
Hey, guys. So I have to preface this by saying that I absolutely love my mom, and we're best friends, and I respect her.
Uh-oh. Give it to us.
She would absolutely hate me telling this story.
Great.
Okay, so her and my dad had gotten into divorce, and she was going to kind of reinvent herself. She should go back to college, and she did have a very good GPA. I think it was like she was on the honor roll, but there was a reason for that. It's because she took uppers to study all the time. And we didn't really know about it at the time. You know, we discovered it later. This particular incident was a catalyst in that. And she had taken a bunch of uppers to study for a big test or something. I don't know exactly. And then she realized she had stayed up for too long. And I think she was probably up for like 3 days or something. And she needed to take some downers to try and bring herself down. And I came home from school. I was about like 15 years old. So this would put her in like her mid-30s or so. And she was, like, having a psychotic break. She was, like, going crazy, running around the house. And she, like, had this white piece of paper. She would have me hold it. She'd say, okay, close your eyes. And she'd have me put my hands out. And I put my hands out. She put the piece of paper on my hands. And she's like, now open them. And I opened them. And she's like, I'm gone, right? I disappeared. And she, like, was so convinced that she would disappear when she put this random piece of paper on my hands.
Now, what are you thinking at this point? Because you're just walking into this. What's going through your mind?
You know, she was a little kooky sometimes throughout my youngster years, so I was still kind of thinking maybe she was just being a little loopy or something. And I just started playing with her. So I just like was like, Mom, you're crazy. And like I started blasting Dave Matthews Band that song Crazy. And I was like, you're crazy. What's going on? And like, my older brother, thankfully, he was there. He was a couple years older than me. And he called the ambulance, and they came, and they took her to, like, a mental institution, and they thought that she was trying to kill herself. They pumped her stomach. So they held her for, like, 48 hours or something. We couldn't even see her.
What was she on? Was she taking White Crosses? Was she taking, like, Ephedrine or Trucker Speed?
You know, it could have been. I think it was legal because she didn't really have any contacts that could get her anything that was illegal. I knew she did Adderall and stuff like that.
All right, well,
like diet pills, but it was probably trucker's weed. So,
before Adderall even showed up, I mean, like what Miles is talking about, every corner store where I grew up sold that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And you know what? I never did study for a test where I wasn't on speed.
I was
in college. I was up all night because I procrastinated. I'd start studying. There was a study hall that was open all night long. There was also a Taco Bell there that was open all night long. So that was like the study hall. So we'd just go there. We'd eat as much speed as we could. We'd stay up all night. We'd roll in. We'd take the test.
So, Libby, my question is, so Mom disappears for 2 days. You can't even see her. What is it like when she gets back home? I mean, is it brought up? Does everyone act like nothing happened or what?
No, it was pretty intense. Like, we did end up going to visit her after, like, they held her for more than 2 days. She was just in isolation for, like, two days.
Ah, okay.
And then she had a boyfriend at the time, so he was kind of taking care of us, and our dad was around. But, yeah, I brought her, like, a photo album and stuff. She had a serious breakdown. But after that, she became a drug and alcohol counselor. So
all right.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what, man? Takes one to know one.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, seriously, I don't want to talk to a drug and alcohol counselor
who's done neither.
Never been addicted to anything.
Yeah. Wow,
that is crazy.
Didn't expect that for the story.
No.
But all right.
What's a story that your mom would not want you to tell about her? 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Leith. Welcome to the men's room.
Happy Friday, guys.
Hola. Positive Friday.
Yes. So I was probably about 4 or 5 years old, and my mother was in the restroom. She's been gone 32 years now, but she was in the restroom, and all of a sudden, all you hear is a bloody, blood-curdling scream and yelling for somebody to come and help her. And so I ran down in the bathroom and got on my stomach and had my elbows on the floor with my hands holding my head up and watched a centipede crawling in between my mother's legs on the floor, and she kept screaming, "There's a bug with a million legs! There's a bug with a million legs!"
That was her issue?
Yes, was the centipede.
So did you ever, quote-unquote, help her, or did you just let the thing wander through?
I let the thing wander through. I thought it was funny.
Okay. All right.
It wasn't hurting nobody, so...
Is she scared of most bugs, or was this particular centipede creepy-looking?
I think she was just afraid of most bugs.
Okay.
Honestly.
Where were you living at the time?
We were living in Tacoma.
Okay. I was saying, I've never seen a centipede up here.
I haven't yet.
Yeah,
no.
So I didn't know if that was, because they seem to be a little bit more, man, the ones in Africa.
How big are these things again?
Jesus Christ, man. I mean,
you could stop right there.
What
would you just say?
African centipede.
I mean, man.
Yeah, it just seems like it's going to be bigger and like it stands up.
For a second, you think it's a snake. You really believe it's a snake. And then you're like, oh my. And then you see thousands of legs working, you know. Together.
Are they venomous or are they just huge?
You know what? They're.
Because I want to say in South America, I believe they're
like
venomous.
I touched one with a stick and it coiled up into a perfect circle.
Really?
It looked like a Lollapalooza kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like a joke. And just that's how it protects itself.
Okay.
So that was pretty weird. But man, they are so big. And you always have to check your bed
Did you ever find anything in your bed when you checked?
No.
Are you talking about this, Miles? You talking about the African millipede?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, look at this thing. I mean it's huge.
That's a big dude.
God. I mean it's well anyway. But yeah, you gotta check your bed for those black mambas, spiders. But you really do. You need to look into your...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Pillowcase. This is not a joke. Like, you got to look in there, man. Like, you got to look in your pillowcase. Like, is there anything in there?
What's he going to whisper in your ear in the middle of the night?
All right, so here you go.
Hi, Miles.
It's not venomous.
No, they're just creepy looking, dude.
Yes.
But it does secrete an irritating fluid from its pores on their body, which is called skin discoloration, burning, irritation, especially in the eyes and mouth.
Mm-hmm. But they're not venomous. So what are they, toxic?
No, you touch them. Like, it's like a jellyfish.
All right. Yeah. Look, there's no chance I touch that thing. That's a letter.
They're everywhere.
I am not going to. You might touch me, but I will not voluntarily touch you.
They're everywhere.
There's no chance.
Yeah. Pangolins apparently love them. What's a story your mom would not want you to tell about her? 206-803-ROCK.
Well, that changes everything. I always trust the taste of a pangolin.
Yeah, I mean, look at those
things. Oh, well, they like
it. It looks like an alien. So now you know.
That's true.
That's a highly trafficked animal.
Yes, it is.
It is, for odd reasons.
I hope she hadn't done that.
I know. It's the first thing I think.
It's all I can see is Randy.
Yeah, giving it to it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.